With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Dallas school officials report police earlier were responding to reports of a shooting at a high school where students were seen leaving the campus. Officials said the campus at Wilmer Hutchins High School had been secured. No further details. As talks are expected to resume this weekend, former Israeli Ambassador Dr. Michael Oren says President Trump should press for as many concessions as possible from Iran. Bob Agnew with the report.
Oren says President Trump finds himself in a position to demand major concessions from Tehran.
Why stop with a nuclear program?
In fact, he says the U.S. could challenge the Islamic Republic over its role in fomenting war throughout the Middle East.
And Iran's role as the largest state sponsor of world terror.
And with recent Israeli victories over Iran proxies Hamas and Hezbollah.
Iran is rendered vulnerable. This is an opportunity.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Still no official word on where those talks will be held. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration freezes billions in grants to Harvard.
The federal government says it's freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and $60 million in contracts to Harvard after the university said it would defy the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. The move came Monday after Harvard's president said they were not bending to the government's demands. Trump's administration has called for reforms at the university, including its admissions policies, an audit of student faculty views, and reporting on foreign students. I'm Julie Walker.
Texas state health officials confirming 20 more cases of measles alongside five new cases in New Mexico. U.S. measles cases have topped 700 as of Friday. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower, the Dow dropping 114 points. This is SRN News. Arkansas strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that may have occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. Secretary of State Rubio asked that staffers report any perceived discriminatory actions taken against Christians or employees advocating on their behalf between January 2021 and January 2025. This is SRN News. Some climbers were caught trying to scale a famous German landmark.
German police in Cologne have detained five Frenchmen and a Belgian woman who had tried to climb the city's famous cathedral. Police said Sunday they were informed by the church's private security guards who spotted the young climbers with headlamps on their surveillance cameras in the middle of the night. Police officers in riot gear surrounded the cathedral, and a helicopter hovered over the northern dome until the five climbers were detained inside the tower's stairwell. Keith Peters, Washington.
Two Belgian teenagers have been charged in Kenya with wildlife piracy after they were found with thousands of ants packed in test tubes in what Kenyan authorities said was part of a trend in trafficking smaller and lesser-known species. The two said they were collecting the ants for fun. They didn't know that it was illegal. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.